I just want to introduce our two speakers for our first panel on preparing your institution today for tomorrow's audits. We have with us this morning Preston Quesenberry, who's Managing Director in the Washington National Tax Office of KPMG, before which he was a special counsel in the Tax-Exempt and Government Entities Division of the IRS Office of Chief Counsel. And then we also have with us Kyle Zumberg. He's wearing orange, which makes it hard to mistake this. Kyle is the tax director at the University of Texas at Austin, before which he was tax counsel at the UT system on federal and state tax matters. Thank you both.
Do you want this? Quickly, I guess, burnt oranges is the only place in the world that burnt orange is fashionable, just be sure.
Okay. Are these on? Can people hear me? Okay. So this is the panel on preparing your institution today for tomorrow's audits. By audits, we mean IRS exams. So I guess this doesn't seem to work. Okay. Do we press this one? How do you do it?
Let's see.
This.
Help.
Okay. So here is our agenda. I can use this though. The computer.
I think, let's see if this works now. I got a green line
work
on
now?
It.
Okay.
I think so. I got a green
Great.
Line.
Great. Okay. So we've divided the presentation into three basic sections. And first, we're going to talk about preparing an exam, and that has two parts to it. One part is, how do you figure out the types of issues that the IRS, that's on the IRS's radar that they may be looking at if and when you do get examined? And then the second thing is, how do you prepare for that exam and get all your ducks in a row to make sure if you actually are examined, you can deal with it appropriately? And then the final section of the presentation is going to be, what happens if you do actually get examined, you get that IDR, what does the process look like? What are some tips and tricks for getting through an IRS examination successfully?
And I guess as a matter of point, if you're waiting to start number two, which is know your organization, until you get that notice audit, you're too late.
All right, so we'll start with this first item. And just as a bit of background, as many of you probably know, as part of the Inflation Reduction Act, you know, we've been talking a lot about the energy credits that were associated with the Inflation Reduction Act, but another big piece of it was a significant increase to the IRS IRS budget. And there were, I think, a total of about $60 billion increase in funding for the IRS over the next decade. And a significant part of that is focused on enforcement, as you can see from these numbers here. And there's also portions of the budget that have increase in funding for data analytics and strategies to identify noncompliance. So this does suggest a possible ramp up in IRS examinations. On the next slide here, we see the IRS release their strategic operating plan a little over a year ago. Nothing in there screams out examinations of higher ed. In terms of what they're going to be focused on, we see focus expanded enforcement on taxpayers with complex tax filings and high dollar noncompliance to address the tax gap. So that might be relatively obvious. They're going to be looking to generate dollars with their enforcement. Universities are, they do have complex tax filings. Hopefully there's not high dollar noncompliance, but we'll get into some of the possible areas where there could be noncompliance in a university setting.
Go back for just a second. I was going to make a comment.
Yeah.
So I guess I got a little anecdotal story. I'm thinking about objective one, which is dramatically improve services. In fact, I have to share just what happened to me this past week. Got a notice that they didn't have our originally filed Form 941s, and so was like, that's strange. And then I got an issue from Wage and Income, or a notice from Wage and Income Division in Hawaii, because we were trying to get a payment out of Hawaii, and they, you know, looked back to see if we're in compliance in Hawaii. So anyways, I called the phone number listed in the notice, because you're like, I got to figure this out. I got my return receipt, CM certified mail. But I call, and you go through the number in the queue, and what happens to you when you get to, after you spend 3 minutes, I hit three, then one, then what do they tell me? Sorry, due to the load of call volume right now, we cannot help you. Try calling back another day. Well, that's all great and fine, but, you know, they also attach 30-day period to respond to this stuff before they, you know, say, hey, we're going to do something horrible to you. And so how do you expect us to be able to, you know, do our job if we can't even get through on the telephone to them? So I think that's a major issue, and I look forward to them dramatically improving that service for sure.